So I'm taking Simon Herodine along with me on my Eastern European journey. And today we are visiting Vienna. In fact, we're in Vienna for 5 days on our trip. And Simon is eager to hear what excited me on this journey in Vienna and how I got there.
Yes,
Good
Shannon.
morning, Simon, on this very cold and blustery morning.
Very cold and blustery morning, but we are going to give the listeners a very hot take on your visit to Vienna, aren't we?
We are going to definitely give them a very hot take, and not just in terms of the resources on offer in Vienna, but it did definitely get warmer as I moved from country to country.
With the last podcast where you had now gotten on your on the train from Prague and on your way to Vienna. Tell us about the train journey and how did it feel when you arrived in Vienna?
Well, we were on a beautiful train. I love train travel. It allows you to experience so much of the countryside. You see, you hear people come on and off the train. You smell their packed lunches, and you get to experience the travel in a very, very distinctly different way. And on this train, it was a 4.5 hour train journey from Prague to Vienna. We had a sealed glass cabin for ourselves so we could see people come in and out, and then, of course, see out the window. It was absolutely beautiful. You saw the landscape change, you saw the countryside, cows grazing, architecture changing as you moved from country to country. And of course, we were a little bit on a back foot because others around us had come with beautiful packed lunches. And because we had missed our first train, we didn't even think about what shall we do. So we used the very efficient dining cart that had coffees and sandwiches. It was great. And then, of course, as we pulled up in Vienna, I got very excited because we literally pulled into a massive mall. You know how I love to shop. So we got there, we picked up our luggage like you would do off any airline. Took it through the train station, and then you were hit with all these beautiful aromas of freshly ground coffee and pastries because there's full-on bakeries in the train station. And then, of course, all this amazing shopping, everything from shoes to high-end. So imagine clicks on steroids with lots of different offerings. And I must admit, I dawdled a bit, even though we wanted to get to our hotel, which was about, I'd say, about a 500-meter walk from the train station. So it was very, very efficient. Beautiful, fresh new hotel. Very different from my Prague experience, which had a historic hotel, as you know, a heritage hotel with a massive key on a chain. This was all the mod cons and, touch technology, etc. And lots of space in the hotel, beautiful big suite, amazing views. And of course, we just literally dumped our suitcases, changed, and headed out. And the first thing we encountered was beautiful traditional Viennese restaurant. We looked through all the offerings that was available, and we saw amazing tours, bus tours, train tours into the countryside. And of course, the Viennese community is known for its amazing music, having given birth to some great composers, which you would know better than me. And so we had a lot of options on what to do, but we love to walk a city when we arrive, and that's exactly what we did. So we discovered if we went right, we found the Viennese quarter. If we went left and we walked a little further and were a little bit more adventurous, we saw the Turkish quarter, and as you know, I love all things Turkish. So we were able to have a beautiful Turkish coffee and, just the bric-a-brac that you pick up in the street where it's a tribute to all things Turkey.
Janet, I'm getting very excited as you were talking about music. So I want to know two things, going a bit off script here. Two things. Did you manage to go to the Vienna State Opera, where notably South Africans like Pretty Yende and Lucanio and even Mimi Kurtze in the good old days performed? And did you do the Viennese waltz?
Well, We definitely went to the Viennese Opera. And no, I didn't do the Viennese waltz. So we dressed up, and I had to do again, sorry, but I had to do a little bit of shopping because I brought really traveling clothes. So we did a little bit of shopping in the Grassplatz, where you have everything all around you, all kinds of shops. And we dressed up and we went to the Viennese Opera. And then we went to a beautiful coffee shop after that. The Viennese Opera just is so opulent. It's so immensely rich, not just in the traditions and the architecture and the space. You know, if you're a theater goer like you and I are, and if you love the arts, it really is a treat. You cannot go all the way there and not experience it. And you know, you look around and you say, you know, this is c'est la vie, this is life, this is what we aspire to. You know, this is why we work hard, so that we can afford to do these things. And then to be able to traipse, you see people in the most extravagant gowns, to be able to traipse from there to this beautiful coffee shop, which is like so high end, so beautifully decored, and the weather was beautiful. So we sat outside, we were able to watch passing traffic and enjoy a post-opera hot chocolate. It was great. And then, of course,
I'm interested to know, Janet, how much did it cost? Because I think in our last discussion, you said it at your coffee shop experience and your apple strudel or something in Prague, you had to fork out something like 400 rand. So what was it this time?
I must be honest, Vienna was very spendy because it's a modern city. Very spendy. So the tickets cost around 2,500 rand each for the opera. And then, of course, I was very, very excited because my brother and my sister-in-law flew from Switzerland to spend 3 nights with us. So he spoiled me, he spoiled us, by taking us
Lovely.
a costume Mozart concert. And again,
Lovely.
it was so special. And he said to me, "Come, let's choose the tickets." And me being me, I chose middle of the road price tickets. And he said, "No, this is my spoil. So we're getting balcony suite seats so that we can feel like royalty in our own box." And that's exactly what we did. It was extremely extravagant, so very special. And you know, the buzz, the hum of people talking, the buzz as you wait for the players to arrive, and then the entire auditorium goes silent, and then this amazing music starts. And the fact that it's period costume, you just feel completely immersed. You think, okay, this is what it would have been like back then.
Tell us
So two
about
very
the
special experiences, and that cost my brother about 3,000 rand each.
that what a wonderful experience with that must have been. Tell us about the Austrian or Viennese cuisine. I suppose it's similar around Austria. You know, the Wiener Schnitzel and the Tafelspitz. And did you have all of those? What was it like? The goulash?
Well, we went straight from this very fancy costume Mozart concert. We went to a cart, like a little spaza shop, which was selling all kinds of sausage. So you had choices of chili or barbecue or original with sauces. And we stood on the side of the road dressed so elegantly, wolfing down these massive rolls with sausage and all kinds of sauces in them. And we took a fancy Uber to get there. And then after that, I said, "Really, guys, we don't need to splurge on another Uber. This is literally outside the train station. Let's just catch the train because it's such a short walk to the hotel."
I
So that
absolutely
was.
love that freedom. I love that freedom that Europeans have, where they can dress up and go take the metro or eat on the streets. It's just an amazing experience, don't you think?
Oh man, it was so special because you don't feel encumbered. And I must tell you, that when we were too tired to do anything late evening, whichever city we were in, we would just catch the tram. And in Prague, we ended up at the terminus at something like 12:30 midnight. And the significant thing, Simon, is that women were there on the tram on their own, and not looking over their shoulders, just
What a wonderful
completely
feeling of freedom.
free. Absolutely. And you know, in the first couple of days, you kind of hang on to your handbag and you look around when you see voices approaching, when you hear voices approaching. And you and I are both a part of that initiative of women who walk alone. And it was so significant for me that 3 a.m., and we were often out at odd times, 3 a.m., you see women walking home from friends or in groups, and even on their own, completely at ease. And that's the beauty that I wish we could duplicate here, because women feel so incredibly safe in these countries.
You've certainly started to whet my appetite to go to Austria or to in Vienna in particular. And Artscape is actually hosting the official Austrian government delegation this weekend coming, including some high-level ministers of theirs. And I see that well, not see, I know that Austria actually won the Eurovision contest this year with the song called Wasted Love. And next year, Eurovision is going to be held in Vienna. So, well, they're bidding to host Eurovision. So, this was
Wow.
definitely not a wasted trip, was it, Janet?
Not at all. And I must tell you, another amazing experience that we had was this light concert, LIGHT, light, just a symphony of light at this incredible church in the middle of Vienna. That was so special. We booked twice to go to it. The first night, we got there and we realized, okay, we are like 5 minutes late, and they were very good. They said, come back tomorrow. And we caught the train and the tram again, and we headed out. It is an absolutely amazing symphony of light set to music. So special, so unusual, and in a church. So people came from all over different countries to experience this. And I thought to myself, what an amazing love letter to culture, because this is a reason to actually come here and experience this. So it was just a train and a tram, and we were there. And you know, the most amazing colors dancing around on this magnificent church, picking up all the steeples, picking up all the sculpture inside. It was a magical journey, I must tell you. And then, of course, I have to share that the shopping in Vienna, yes, we ate schnitzel. It was great. There are like pavement cafes. You get to the Grassplatz and you look around and you say, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, where would I like to go and shop? So it was very special. And again,
You were like a kid in a candy store with the
I was like
shopping.
a kid in a candy store with the shopping. I bought the most amazing tackies, like really, I must show them to you. They're so special, so comfortable, but so incredibly stylish. And I did mention that my brother was around, and I'm the baby sister, so he was on a mission to spoil. So off we went to Swarovski, and I got the most amazing earrings, which I must wear to the theater one of the evenings, the most amazing earrings from them. And then I said, well, I should top these earrings up with matching rings. So I did go all out at Swarovski, but just the choices that you have, you know, in terms of what can you buy, all the high-end stores are there. And unfortunately, it's not sale time, so you end up paying full price. But it really is a designer's paradise, Vienna. Beautiful, incredible fashion. And people are so well dressed. Everybody looks stylish, like, you know, they've dressed with purpose. And I loved that. It really was quite special.
Well, I think I'm definitely going to start searching for cheap flights to get to Vienna. next week, not in the following podcast, we're going to hear about your wonderful experiences in Budapest. But the question that I'd like to know is, Vienna, will you go back?
I will definitely go back to Vienna. You know, I'm a big city girl. I like the mod cons. I felt we could have explored more, and we spent 5 nights there. I would fly in directly to Vienna, and you know, it's definitely a must do over. There's so much to see. I want to explore the countryside. I want to do more sightseeing because when you're with family, you know, just the catching up and the lazy lunches and the long glass of wine, a lot of your time goes towards that. So I would go back to do more touristy things and experience Vienna more. Definitely a must do over. And I had my fill of Vienna schnitzel. I'm not a big meat eater. So I must confess, I very elegantly ate McDonald's one evening outside in the open with all the young people who were on a budget, and I said, "Well, you know, this is better than this is better than a Vienna schnitzel." It's there's so many choices, really. So definitely must go back, and yeah, definitely encourage our listeners and you, Simon, to go back because you will just be in your absolute element between the
Element.
fashion and the theatre. You will be spoiled for choice.
Well, I was just about to say, as we end off this chat, Janet, that I am changing the lyrics of Ultravox's "O Vienna." The end says, "This means nothing to me. This means nothing to me." But this podcast meant everything to me. O Vienna. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah, Vienna, coming soon to you.
Absolutely. What a wonderful, inspirational chat about your visit to Vienna. I'm sure everyone's listening is about to book tickets to go there.
I should hope so, definitely. Maybe if we collectively buy, the ticket price will be better.
Absolutely. So we are excited to for the next podcast to hear about your trip, the continuation of your Eastern European trip as you head off to Budapest.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me.